My name's Daisy Stewart. In 1973, I owned a takeaway food shop in Cullen Street, Nimbin. We were all surprised that we were getting invaded. That's what it felt like. But it was good. I enjoyed every minute of it, met some beautiful people, and I often wonder what would have happened to Nimbin had they not come here. I think Nimbin would have died. We used to have three grocery shops in Nimbin. There was one only when they came, and it wasn't doing great. When they started to arrive here, I think the whole lot of us got the shock of our lives when we saw how many people. But as it turned out, I had the shop full from 7 o'clock until sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning. We had fruit and veg and a few grocery lines that people might use, like weekend stuff when there was nothing, nowhere else to go. And we served fish and chips and hamburgers, coffee and tea, busy as all hell. We had to close a shop probably four times a day to clean the floors and that, because it used to get so messy. Funny time. So I didn't get to see anything that happened outside. But I met some beautiful people. I had a girl that used to come in, because I had a one-year-old at this stage. Of course, it was a bit hard to handle him and look after shop too. She used to come in and she'd do my ironing. Her name was Pauline, and I'd love to know where she got to. And there was a guy, he used to call himself Cherokee Bob. He used to come in every morning and cut the wood for me. He was like a son to me. And there was another guy called Dennis the Menace. He used to come in and entertain them with his singing. I don't know where he ever ended up either. They're three of the main ones that I really got to know who disappeared after it all. I know that I became a hippie lover, according to every other person in Nimbin, because I supported them. Now, this will amaze you. I never saw a naked person in the street. Never saw one. I mean, I don't know. They could have been out there because, as I said, I couldn't see too much. I never, ever saw a naked person in the street. Maybe they were down at the showground or wherever they were. Saw a lot of naked children. I did get a name for that. They used to bring their naked children in, sit them on the counter, and I'd immediately say, please take them off. Little kids are different to adults, aren't they? Yeah, Bob Hope came one Sunday morning looking for his daughter. I can't tell you whether he found her or not, but he was up and down the street, dressed in a white safari suit and what have you. Through the festival, we had a jar on the counter, which any change that was left there, we put it in there. And I had 27 people working for me at different stages over that time. And when the festival was over, we took them out for dinner, the whole 27 of them. So that's how much money people left behind.